More than 5 million Victorians will re-enter lockdown from midnight tonight as the state government grapples with a surge in coronavirus cases. For the next 6 weeks, residents of metropolitan Melbourne and Mitchell Shire in the city's north will only be allowed to leave their homes for work, study, limited exercise, shopping for essentials and caregiving. It is, of course, a massive blow for the city, but more broadly to the national economy as well. Hundreds of new coronavirus cases have been reported over the past fortnight. Dr. Katie Allen is the Federal Liberal member for the seat of Higgins in Melbourne's southeast, also a paediatrician and former medical researcher. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Hamish.
This latest coronavirus outbreak in Melbourne has clearly reached a point where authorities have had to act. Did Premier Dan Andrews move quickly enough to contain it, shutting down the entire metro area?
Look, I think what Daniel Andrews has done has to be done because I think this is an incredibly important situation we're in now. It's not just very concerning for Melburnians and Victorians, but the whole of Australia.
This Premier, though, has faced pretty strong criticism from both federal and state politicians for the strength of his lockdown. He was obviously holding firm against the federal government in limiting the number of visitors in homes on Mother's Day, but the arguments have continued back and forth since then. Does this show that he's actually taken the correct approach through all of this?
Look, Hamish, let me be very clear. This is a very different situation than a number of months ago or a number of weeks and months ago. We are dealing with a very different scenario. The National Cabinet to this point in time has been very unified and people have been very clear about what we need to do to keep COVID under control. And all Australians have been doing a great job. All the states have been doing a great job and we've kept the curve flattened. And we know what it is we need to do. The issue is something has gone wrong. And we're getting a second surge here in Victoria. But it's not just the fact we're getting a second surge, we're getting a second surge that is a different nature. And that's what worries me as a public health expert. Last time with the first surge, 90% of cases were from overseas and they were being contained in quarantine. And then the 10% that were getting out were tracked and traced. This second surge is deeply concerning because 80% of the cases, I think that's about the number, are community transmission. So there is a breach in our defence and now it's gaining traction in the community. So the rapid rise in cases is what everyone's concerned about. But what I'm concerned about as a medical expert is the change in the nature of cases that are spreading. So we're in a very different scenario. And I think that's why people are so disappointed is because we're in a different situation. And I do believe that the Premier has done exactly the right thing by moving quickly. But I would also like to know what was the break in the defence originally so that not only can we repair that defence, but we can make sure that the other states and territories don't have the same problem because we are all in this together. We all need to know what the problem was so that we can fix the defences and move forward.
You're asking the question, but isn't it pretty clear that a component of this breach of the defences was the security deployment at the hotels where people were returning into quarantine?
Yes, and I think that's why it's good that Daniel Andrews has diverted quarantining to other states. Victoria has taken a significant burden. I mean, we are the second most populous state, so it makes sense that we've taken a large amount of the quarantining. But it suggests that he does understand that the quarantining processes were to blame or are to blame, and I hope that he's looking at those very carefully. I personally would like to know exactly what those problems were. When we had the Ruby Princess many, many weeks ago, very early in this epidemic, there was a quick call for a Royal Commission. There was public hearings. We heard from the Chief Medical Officer, you know, some of the things that went wrong. We don't know all of the things, but we had a pretty clear understanding of what went wrong and what we need to do about it. I'd like to know what went wrong with the quarantining hotels so that we can make sure it doesn't happen again and all of Australia can stay safe.
Just to be specific on that, I mean, the Premier in Victoria has announced his inquiry into it. There is a process in place. Are you saying that's pushing it out to the long grass?
Yes.
And so what would be an alternative situation? Have a real-time investigation with public hearings? This is such a fast-moving situation. I just don't really understand how you could actually deliver the sorts of answers that you're asking for in this way.
Well, I would just have to say that when the Royal Commission into the Ruby Princess was ongoing, while we were all dealing with the first surge, we had some answers that were satisfying, that we knew what went wrong. So I think it is very important that we do understand what went wrong. This isn't about people not doing the right thing. This isn't about heads will roll. This is about having a crystal clear understanding of how the defences were actually breached, how the processes around this, because before this, we were managing our COVID crisis by flattening the curve and doing what we need to do. But I believe the most important thing we did was closing our international borders and keeping a very strong handle on the quarantining situation. And therefore, that was why we were allowing our economy to be opened up. We now have a situation where we need to contain the outbreak in Victoria, in Melbourne particularly, because there's community transmission that's occurring at a very rapid rate. And I'm saying this not because I want to point fingers. We are all in this together in Australia, and I think all Australians have taken a hit with this. We've all been working very, very hard.
Do you think some of the political heat needs to come out of this at this point? You know, there's been ferocious argument in Victoria, particularly the state opposition has described Dan Andrews as a dictator. The Victorian Liberal leader, Michael O'Brien, initially called the lockdowns absurd. Frontbencher Tim Smith has called Dan Andrews a friendless loser. I mean, as you say, we are all as Australians in this together. I recall at the start of this pandemic, federal politicians saying, you know, asking us to take some of the political heat out of the debate, given the severity of the crisis. Do you think that's necessary in this instance?
Look, I absolutely think that Victoria's success in containing this outbreak will be Australia's success. So we all need to work together. I think there are disagreements about how the National Cabinet's guidelines are interpreted. And I don't think it's unreasonable when a Premier goes at his own way with regards to certain things that their questions are raised. So when the states are working together to the National Cabinet agenda, that's fair enough. But when there is a differentiation of that, it is not unreasonable for people to be called to account about why they're going their own way. Now, what Premier Andrews is doing at this point in time is doing exactly what the National Cabinet and AHPPC have recommended. We're all working together to contain this very concerning outbreak. So I think all the steps that he's taking at this point are excellent, and we do need to continue. And there's been a lot of fantastic stuff that Premier Daniel Andrews has done. There's been a lot of amazing work that all governments have done right across Australia, and Australians really like to hear that we're all working together. They don't like the disagreement, but when people are going their own way, we need to understand why.
We are coming up to news time, Katie Allen, but I do need to ask you about the structure of the health system in Victoria that is being pointed to as possibly part of the problem, the centralisation of some of the resourcing that makes it more difficult, as I understand it, for the local area health authorities to make some decisions, to deal with the communication, to do the contact tracing. But in addition, the position of Brett Sutton, the Chief Health Officer within the hierarchy of the Health Department. Are these factors, as far as you can tell?
Well, I think the factors will only be important if we look at the quarantine hotel situation. Did Brett Sutton, the Chief Health Officer, have oversight of the quarantining with regards to its processes? Because that was our strongest defence. It remains our strongest defence. Who had the oversight to make sure that the job was done right?
Katie Allen, thank you very much.
Thank you, Hamish.
Dr. Katie Allen is the Liberal federal member for the seat of Higgins in Melbourne, as well as a paediatrician and former medical researcher.